Karen Conti. Karen, good morning. Question today, will TikTok be banned? What's going on?
Well, it sure looks like it. It looks like, you know, 9 states have already banned the use of TikTok, which is kind of surprising. And also, TikTok is being sued by many attorneys general over, you know, ideas that they're luring kids into bad conduct, smoking and all kinds of things. But it looks like yesterday there was a bipartisan bill that was proposed to ban TikTok in the United States. Mark Rubio was leading the way on that. And apparently there is a very serious danger of the information that's going to China. And I think that because this is from both sides of the aisle, we're going to see a ban on TikTok.
So what are the legal issues here that are going to come up? Obviously, the corporate entities in China controlling TikTok are going to fight this. And reading about this proposed legislation, they say that it would ban, let's see, where is it here? It would block and prohibit all transactions in the United States by social media companies with at least 1 million monthly users that are based in or under the substantial influence of countries that are considered foreign adversaries, including China. So it's all about their use of our personal information. Is that it?
Yeah, and I think, you know, will there be challenges? Will there be some idea that this country is trying to ban free speech and access to information? I'm sure there will be those lawsuits, but I believe that the United States has a duty and has the authority to do this. And if they really believe that this is a national security problem, then they're going to get to do that. And if you look at this, other countries have banned TikTok. I believe India banned it a while ago. They had millions of users. I mean, it was a huge deal in India, and they banned it for the very same reason. So we're actually a little bit behind the eight ball on this one, and I think that the legal challenges are going to be unsuccessful.
We've all been following this very bizarre case in Idaho. What's the latest on those murders?
Gosh, you know, I mean, I have been back and forth on my theories. I'm sure everyone who's following is doing the same thing. And now that we have this white car that was seen near a gas station near the home, and the police seem to be very interested in who was in that white Hyundai. And so there's actually a picture of it online, and the gas station attendant went through all of the videos and found this picture of the car. And I don't know if this was a witness who was in the car or the perpetrator. I do know there were 50 search warrants that were issued just yesterday, I believe, and we don't know if that's for social media accounts. You know, the big picture here is, you know, was this somebody that the girls knew? And given the viciousness of the attack on one girl in particular, there's an idea that this guy, it must be a guy because you've got to be super strong to have overtaken 4 people. It just seems so vicious and so personal. But on the other hand, you think we would have had this person already. We have the DNA from underneath the fingernails, so I would guess that there is no DNA in CODIS to match. So who is this person? Could it be a random stabber like we had, you know, we've seen those people in the past? So, again, this case is just fascinating.
A strange and tragic case.
Yeah.
And finally, 'tis the season for online shopping. And are there certain rights that we need to be aware of if we're ending up with something that is not what we thought it was?
Not really. There is no national policy here. I mean, the first tip is always to go with a big box. You know, go with Amazon and Target and Best Buy, you know, and make sure you're on their site when you're buying things, because they have the best protections when it comes to everything, including delivery. And you're going to read the return policies, because all the return policies are different. All the different sellers who sell on Amazon have different policies. And if you're ordering from someplace in China, don't think you have any rights at all to return. And even if they say they have that you have a right to return, good luck with doing it. And I've heard these stories over and over. So I would say stick with the big, you know, reputable companies. Read the warranty policies. Read the return policies. Read the shipping policies. A lot of them add on stuff at the end. And, you know, when you're really excited to buy something, you know, really, I would say before you hit the send button, really read it all over again. And I think once something happens, then, you know, you're just going to need to stay on it and make those complaints, maybe even challenge it through your credit card. If you buy through your American Express, you can always reverse charges and contest the charges. But the problem mostly is picking the vendor.
Yeah, the other problem, porch pirates, right?
Yes, that's a huge problem. Again, you know, there's this UPS access point program that various supermarkets and dry cleaners, they have, you know, avail themselves of. You can avail yourself of them as a drop-off point. So if you click on that UPS access point, if there's a place in your neighborhood that will accept your deliveries, you can, I think it's a small fee, you go over there and you pick it up, which is great. So it doesn't sit on your porch. Obviously, if you can deliver it at your workplace or to a neighbor's place or to one of those lockers in the post office, those are always good. The 40% of all Americans will have something stolen from their porch. I mean, 144 million victims every year. So it's not if, it's when. And so assume that someone's going to steal. Then these people follow the trucks to your porch. And as soon as the truck is gone, they steal your stuff. So you have to really be prepared for it.
Be careful out there. It is the season. Karen Conti, attorney at Conti Law. Thanks, Karen. Have a good day.
You too.